Chapter 16. Cat flashed back to Simmy's room first to make sure the two of them were fine, especially Simmy. She didn't know if the demon was friendly with Katara or not, but experience had taught her that Simmy took the death of her friends extremely hard. It was something Cat should have thought of before she'd sent her to Olympus with Katara's body. But as soon as Cat entered the room, she realized that she'd worried over nothing. Zarina had ordered room service, and the two of them were steadily eating their way through it. "Fighting makes a Karanti really hungry," Zarina explained, as she paused while eating a hamburger. That worked for Cat, who wasn't going to pursue the matter any further than the fact that the demons were occupied, and she hadn't scarred Simmy. Cat left them and went to Sin's penthouse. She found him lying sprawled across the bed, fully dressed. It looked as if he'd just lay down for a second, only to succumb to exhaustion. Her heart broke for him. He'd been through so much in the last couple of days. Poor baby. Using her limited powers, she stripped his clothes so that he could lie more comfortably. She bit her lip at the choice sight he made naked. He really did have one of the best bodies she'd ever seen on a man. From the broadness of his battle-scarred shoulders to the deep indentation of his abs, he was yummy. And it took all her willpower not to nip at that bronze skin with her teeth. Really, he was as tempting as Sin. She stifled a laugh at her bad pun before she brushed her hand through his silken curls.
"How did it go?"
The deep rumble of his voice made her jump. "I thought you were asleep."
"I was, until you touched me."
Yawning, he rolled over onto his back. Cat arched a brow at the sight of another part of his body that had also awakened. "You sure you're not Priapus?" He snorted at that, but made no move to cover himself.
"Last I heard, that fool was trapped in a book to be a sex slave to women. Definitely not me. I can only seem to satisfy one woman."
He gave her a meaningful look. His expression made her weak with hope. "Does this mean I'm forgiven?" Sin caught himself an instant before he said what he thought. "I can only wish that I could stay mad at you." The words were on the tip of his tongue, but he didn't dare speak them. The last thing he needed was for her to know exactly how much control she had over him. That knowledge could only come back to bite him, most likely on the ass.
"Maybe,"
he whispered, as she leaned over him to place a gentle kiss to his lips. "I meant what I said earlier. I'll never hurt you again, Sin."
"And I want to believe you. I know you mean it when you say it, but my experience hasn't taught me that people can be trusted."
Shaking her head, she began kissing her way down his chest. Sin sucked his breath in as his head swam from the heat of her lips on his skin. There was truly no better feeling than to have her with him, touching him like this. It was what made her so dangerous to him. He craved her. And when people craved something this badly, it made them incredibly stupid. And even knowing that, he was mesmerized by her as he watched her working her way over his chest. Her soft hand cupped him gently. He knew he was lost to her, lost to the feelings she evoked as she made love to him. He arched his back as she took him in her mouth. His heart racing, he cupped her head in his hand. He was in heaven at the moment, but he couldn't help wondering how long before it turned into hell.